So I am Andrea Seemann, a performance artist myself, and I'm speaking here with Guillaume Pillet, who invited Chaolin from Shanghai. So welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wanted first to ask you, Guillaume, what interests you as an artist? What are your themes and how do you work?
Well, that's a very, very, very big question, but my main interests also after a few years, I think, is mostly transmission. I really like to find a way to share my ideas and maybe my conception of the world with visitors and with other persons. So for me, meeting and talking is very important in my process, even if I like also to have a like lonely time in my studio, but I don't really know what my practice is about at the end, but I know that I like to dig into my memories, and I like also to welcome people to also dig into their own memories and the pictures in which they live. So I like to tell stories, and I like also people to tell me stories, and I like to reflect on how to tell stories.
Which ideas did you follow in the project for the longest night?
Well, for 2 years now, I've been reflecting on how to tell my own story. I made a series of drawings about my childhood and all my education. And I also made a pop opera called The Dramaticon. The Dramaticon. That is a over-dramatic autobiographical story where I'm telling my own story with very funny childish characters, but that are telling stories about life and death and what you do between you were born and between the moment you die, like struggle with love. And so it's a love story, actually. So after that, I was interested in love stories also because it's something that is very popular in, for example, in the movies or the songs, but not really in contemporary art, in visual arts. And I like the idea to give my own take on the representation of love and also love stories. And last year I fell in love in Shanghai, and this love story was preceded by text messages on an application of on the smartphone for dating, and I found that all these messages shared with Chaolin were really, really dramatic and very absurd at the same time, but very cute. And it's really a prequel to our actual love story that is ongoing for 1 year and 3 months now. And it's something really, really strange to share this with the public, actually, because it's very private. But it's written, because it's a dialogue, text messages, but the dialogue, it has real dramatic qualities, really as a kind of theater play. So we thought that that was a nice way to share this crazy love story that we have.
So, is that love what made you choose Chaolin as a collaborator, or how did the decision to when you were asked to bring somebody along?
Yes, I already had this retranscription of the messages that I did as a kind of booklet. So, I already had the script, and of course he was the best person with whom I could play because he's the main character. So.
Indeed.
So yeah, for me that was pretty obvious.
Hmm. So I come to you. How did you experience the request of Guillaume to participate in his?
Well, I think it's
script.
Well, actually, he's an artist, so I don't really get too involved with his decision of what he will perform in front of people. And he told me the idea of performing the Before We Met, the message, because once we had a little argument, and I delete all the talk on the app application. So one day I was asking him, do you have the history of our conversation? And he said, I did. And we found that's really dramatic, but which is very a reflection of our personality. So, and he told me that. I think, okay, yeah. And the best person, as he said, is me to perform myself. So,
so you don't consider yourself an artist?
No, not yet.
Okay, what are you?
I'm still a student, though, of my journalism. And yes. This year is the final year of my college.
Okay. So for yourself,
yeah,
which ideas do you follow in this project together with Guillaume?
My idea?
What idea? What is it that what do you follow in your work with him? What ideas you follow?
So artistic speaking?
So maybe you said you wanted to be yourself. So is there something, is it important for you to be authentic?
Yes, yes.
Or are there other ideas that you follow that you feel like that is what you want to stick to when you do this work?
Well, first thing first, I think this performance is in Geneva. Oh, Zurich, sorry, excuse me. So I think it's a place where nobody knows me. So this, I think, is a good deputy for my first, yeah.
Departure.
Yes, I just want to be supportive of his work, and I found there's nothing I don't want to share with the public in this conversation. So I think it's good to be.
And you were involved in all the process, actually, because I just spent 6 months in Shanghai. So after we met last year, we spent 3 months together, then 7 months apart,
uh-huh,
and then 6 months together back in Shanghai. We just went back to Switzerland together.
Yes.
And of course, while I was in Shanghai, I prepared this project and I prepared with him, and he was very involved in all the process, and I was talking about all the details, and so yeah, that's really a project that was developed together. So,
yeah.
So the you would say the authorship is with you, or is it?
I think it's still my project to make it an artwork, but of course I would never have done it without him. So,
sure.
So yeah. Of course, on the, for example, on the booklet, that's his name and mine. Also, his name first, because he's the first to talk in the conversation.
That's
but
that's true.
What do you expect from the presentation of your performance here? That's a question to both of you.
Okay, that's kind of like a introduction of our love story, the very beginning of a love story. So I want people to, yeah, I really looking forward how they will react to that, but I really looking forward for their like wishes, congratulations, things like that.
You want to be congratulated?
Yeah,
for
actually it's quite a long conversation, so I hope people find it interesting and want to finish what we are performing.
Yeah, for sure we have fun reading it, because it's really, really funny, I think.
Yeah.
So I hope to share this fun, and yeah, I'm very curious to also share something that private, and for me it's a perfect platform to experiment this. So I'm very happy that we had this opportunity, because it's the perfect context for this. So.
And
why?
Because
what makes it the perfect
because
context?
It's intimate and I don't know, it's the place, the people who invited me, and the fact that we are a kind of group, it's almost something like a community. So I think it's a good context to experiment, not too much pressure, but also to try something maybe intimate. So that's good.
Yeah.
So a last question, what do you want to achieve with your work?
In general, or this one?
This one.
Oh.
You say first or I say first?
No, you can say if you know what to say.
I found that because this conversation history is the beginning, and we don't know like we're gonna really start a relationship like this, like already 1-3. Actually, he's the boyfriend I've ever been together for the longest. And
in your life?
Yes, I'm young though. and I found that in the beginning, you really, because I don't know him at all. He doesn't know me at all. So we can really be ourselves just across the screen, behind the screen actually. So I think people can find something like, it's not just a love story, but they can find what they do in the beginning of their relationship. Be dramatic, say what they want to say, because there's no commitment. It's just someone you met online. And with that people, for my generation, all the people use this kind of dating applicant. So yeah, I think people will really find something like we share, like mature things, idea.
Can you tell me how old you are?
21.
Okay.
I have nothing to add. I think it's a very good summary. And yeah, it's a contemporary love story, I think.
Digital age.
yes. And of course, this performance works because we are still together.
Yeah, it's true.
Because yeah, it's so dramatic. It's so full of emphasis, and after 2 days, we are just speaking very deeply and without having met each other. So. Of course, it's really stupid and strange, this conversation, but it makes it legit because we are still together.
I
haven't given the script. So.
It's really
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.